From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, an explosion at Hanwha Aerospace's factory in the central city of Daejeon leaves at least five people dead. With 2 days left until the June 3rd elections, the two main rival parties suspend or tone down campaigning after the deadly explosion in Daejeon. And May exports expand more than 50% on-year, setting a record for the month, mainly driven by the ongoing super cycle in semiconductors. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. At least five people were killed in an explosion at Hanwha Aerospace's factory in the central city of Daejeon. Authorities were alerted to the explosion around 11 a.m. Monday and dispatched some 100 first responders to the site. Police and fire authorities initially reported six fatalities and one injury, but later revised the casualty count to five deaths and two injuries, saying one was critically injured with severe burns over the entire body and another sustained minor injuries. Firefighters managed to bring the main flames under control by 11:49 a.m. The defense facility where the explosion occurred is involved in the research and production of guided weapons and propulsion systems for aerospace and aviation. With just 2 days left until the June 3rd elections, both the ruling and opposition parties have toned down their campaigns and decided to refrain from music and dancing in light of the fatal explosion at Hanwha Aerospace's Daejeon factory. The ruling Democratic Party leadership has ordered candidates to suspend all campaign stumping across the nation. Chung Chung-rae, head of the DP's election committee, instructed all candidates and staff members around the country to halt campaigning 2 days before the local elections. The main opposition People Power Party ordered candidates and staffers to tone down their election campaigning. Chang Dong-hyuk, head of the PPP's election committee, gave urgent instructions on Monday for candidates and staff members to avoid playing campaign songs and performing dances, calling for a calm campaigning atmosphere. Meanwhile, the two-day early voting for the elections ended on Saturday with a record turnout of 23.51%, according to the National Election Commission. Exports in May have expanded more than 50% from last year to set a record for the month on the back of an ongoing supercycle in semiconductors. According to data from the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources on Monday, exports rose 53.2% year-on-year to a monthly record of $87.75 billion. Shipments have surpassed $80 billion for the third consecutive month, and the average daily volume in May broke $4 billion for the first time. Semiconductor shipments led the gains, jumping 169.4% to an all-time high of $37.16 billion last month. Exports of petroleum products rose 46.6% to $5.25 billion amid the Iran war, while auto exports dropped 5.9% to $5.83 billion due to supply disruptions stemming from the war and U.S. tariffs. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged to another record high on Monday, closing above the 8,780 mark for the first time. The KOSPI jumped 312.23 points, or 3.68%, to close at a new high of 8,788.38. The KOSPI opened at 8,485.67, up 9.52 points, or 0.11% from the previous session, and extended gains throughout the day. Based on Monday's closing price, the index is just 211 points away from the 9,000-point mark and only about 125 points away from the intraday high. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ fell 24.77 points, or 2.3%, to close at 1,050.03. Meanwhile, Samsung Electronics surged 10.09% to close at a record high of 349,001, with its market capitalization surpassing 2 quadrillion won, or some 1.3 trillion U.S. dollars, for the first time. Unionized workers at Kakao, the operator of South Korea's leading messaging service, have announced plans to launch a partial strike next week, calling for job stability and an improvement in the company's compensation structure. In a statement on Monday, the union at Kakao Corporation said it will stage a 4-hour walkout and a rally near the company's headquarters in Pangyo, Gyeonggi Province, on June 10th. The union said it will stage a partial strike only in consideration of concerns over a possible disruption in the KakaoTalk messaging service, but said it could expand the size of the walkout depending on future negotiations with management. The announcement comes after a second round of mediated talks between labor and management fell through last week, with the two sides still divided over allocation of last year's operating profit for bonuses and inclusion of restricted stock units in the incentive program. Should the union proceed with the walkout, it will be the first at the company headquarters since its founding.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Foreign Minister Cho Yeon has expressed South Korea's willingness to strengthen cooperation with African countries to address global challenges and promote opportunities for growth. Cho made the remarks on Monday in his opening speech for the inaugural Korea-Africa Foreign Ministers meeting in Seoul. Amid rapid changes in the global order, Cho said the world is facing multifaceted challenges across various sectors, including supply chains, energy and food security, which are increasing uncertainty in the global economy. Cho also underscored President Lee Jae-myung's commitment to bolstering cooperation with African countries. He is scheduled to meet with officials from around 20 attending African countries and organizations on Tuesday. Defense Minister An Kyu-baek has met with members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives on the sidelines of a defense forum seeking bipartisan congressional support for South Korea's nuclear-powered submarine project. The ministry said in a statement that An held back-to-back meetings with senators and congresspeople, including Senators Tammy Duckworth and Pete Ricketts on Saturday, and Representatives Pat Harrigan, Gregory Meeks, and Michael Baumgartner on Sunday on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. According to the statement, An sought congressional support for key alliance issues such as the transfer of wartime operational control, the development of nuclear-powered submarines, and cooperation in shipbuilding, maintenance, and repair. Washington has endorsed Seoul's initiative to develop nuclear-powered submarines since the summit between South Korean President Lee Jae-myung and U.S. President Donald Trump in October. South Korea recently unveiled its roadmap for the program with plans to build the submarines domestically and launch the first vessel by the mid-2030s. The National Weather Forecast shows a mix of sun and clouds with showers for southern regions and Jeju Island. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, areas in South Gyeongsang Province and South Jeolla Province are expected to receive more than 80 millimeters of rain between Monday and Tuesday, with the mountains of Jeju getting upward of 150 millimeters. In particular, there is a possibility of torrential downpours in these areas around dawn. On Tuesday morning, low temperatures across the country will range from 14 to 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 33 degrees, bringing the hottest weather so far this year to many areas. In Seoul, the low will hover around 19 degrees and the high could reach 33 degrees in the afternoon. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.